I'll be honest with you, I don't remember how this one even started. I can't remember if maybe we were at a bar. There was one a few blocks from where I lived at the time, and we spent one too many Friday nights at this little dive bar. It was cheap, a bunch of us lived close to it, and it was easy to walk home from. But it's possible we had been at a house party. For years, our friends held themed house parties complete with custom shirts. Honestly, it was a bit excessive. What I do know is that we somehow ended up at a park that I spent a lot of time as a kid at. I don't know how we decided to end up there. It was a few blocks away from my place with no reason to go that way. We had no logical reason to be there, and yet, there we were. It wasn't a huge park, but it was decent. A large empty field with a play structure on one end. The river was on two sides of the park, houses lining the other sides, but there were no lights. It was pitch black, and considering it was like 2 or 3 a.m., there wasn't a soul in sight. We had had a few drinks and were having fun. Way too old to be playing on a play structure, but it was dorky and kind of fun. And eventually the playing kind of just turned into, a few stolen kisses. You pulling the swing forward so you could kiss me deeply before pushing me away. Me wrapping my legs around you as I hang from the monkey bars, even though I'm too tall for them and could easily just walk underneath them. At the edge of the playground, there was a flat, like platform that spun. You stood on it and held to a bar above that also turned and just whipped yourself into a dizzy oblivion. I remember laughing way too hard while you spun me on it, trying to use one hand to stop my white dress from flying up, but I was struggling to hold on. I stumbled off of it, wrapping my arms around you while I tried to steady myself, the field spinning around me. We begin to walk away from the play structure, cutting through the field to resume the walk home, but between the playground and the drinks, it takes a little bit longer for the world to shift back in place. Eventually, I sit on the ground, grabbing your hand and pulling you down beside me. Because there's no lights at the park, the sky is lit up in stars, and I'm trying to point out the constellations to you, but I'm blanking on any of the ones that aren't basic. I'm a lot better at this when I didn't spend a night drinking and I'm struggling to get past Ursa Major and the Seven Sisters. You lean sideways, using your elbow to support you as your other hand wraps its fingers softly at the top of my neck as you tilt it towards you and kiss me. And just like that, the spinning park snaps back into place while I focus on kissing you. How nice it feels to have your fingers around my neck before they shift down to my waist. And it's very possible you just did this to get me to shut up about the stars. And even though we are literally in the middle of an open field, it's dark and light. I have no reason to hesitate. No one's going to see us. Usually I like taking my time. I like teasing you, but I find I have no patience tonight, and when your lips are on my neck, I find myself begging you to please fuck me. And usually you ignore me when I ask. Because I hate being teased, but tonight you eagerly comply. You roll over and get between my legs, telling me to lift my hips so you can hitch my dress over my waist. Moments later, the sound of your buckle being undone follow and the rustling of your pants and boxers being pushed down. You move upwards, one hand beside my head, while the other pulls my underwear to the side. Probably a safer choice because I'm not convinced we would have found it if you pulled them completely off, not in the dark. Then you grab your cock and position it, waiting to slide inside me. Maybe you're not as eagerly complying as I had hoped, because you pause and tell me to say please again. And I remember being so annoyed about it. But I do, because God, I need you deep inside of me right now. And then you finally listen. I couldn't help but moan when you finally thrust into me, and it seemed to cut through the silence of the night. I remember you dropping to one elbow beside my head, your hand covering my mouth. The likelihood of us being caught was practically nil, but we seemed so loud when everything around us was so quiet. But fuck, you felt so good. How could I be expected to remain quiet? I couldn't help but moan and gasp against your hand. Eventually you let go, and I bite my own lip to keep myself quiet. But it's not an easy feat to do when you're feeling me so perfectly. Oh god. At some point I realized that we're probably making a mess of my white lace dress on the ground, so the next thrust when our hips meet, I lift up one hip, and you get the hint, helping me roll over with you inside me. Oh, God. Looking back, there's no way we did it gracefully. Oh, fuck. But now, I'm on top, and that's what matters, because honestly, I fucking love riding you. It just feels so good. Your cock so deep in me as I grind my waist down to make sure I have every inch. Oh, fuck. My dress is settled around your hips, but you've slid your hands under it, holding my waist and holding me steady as I rock up and down your cock. One of my hands is beside your head, and the other one is twisting the fabric of your shirt. Oh, fuck. But it's when I lean back that I come undone, moving both my hands to your chest while I straighten and dip backwards slightly. Oh, fuck, you feel so good like that. Hitting every spot. And I know I'm totally wrecked. Oh, fuck. I don't know if it was the drinks or the fact that we were doing this somewhere we shouldn't be, but everything feels too fucking good. And I know that this isn't going to last long. Oh, fuck. The feeling of you thrusting into me so deeply just feels so fucking good. It's when you plant your feet against the ground and you really teach me a lesson of being on top. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, I feel so good. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, I'm gonna come. Oh, fuck, I'm coming. Honestly, the worst part of this night was that I don't think I ever got the grass stains out of the back of that dress. I think I washed it so many times, and they're still green on the back of it, and I never wore it again. So I guess that teaches me a lesson about being on the ground in a white dress.